Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip. You have several net controls this evening. I'm just merely opening it up this evening. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathleen. I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where currently we have a temperature of 69 degrees and we had a high of about 72, but a very beautiful day. Prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. All right, hearing no emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday? Maybe this week, maybe last week, maybe today, or maybe the upcoming week that would like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy.
Romeo, Fox, Juliet.
I was wondering, Roger, who you were going to come aboard to tell us about birthday in your household. Go ahead.
Well, Admiral Charlotte is so relaxed and laid back right now, she is snoozing on the couch next to me. And she celebrated her 39th birthday for I have no idea how many times last Monday, which was March 13th. And good to hear your melodious voice there, Miss Sunshine. This is W4RFJ.
All right. Thank you so much, Roger. And I could actually send her a text later. Maybe it would wake her up, but maybe she needs that sleep. So I understand that you went fishing, so you may need that sleep. All right. Tell her happy birthday once again. Well, this is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. I do want to advise everyone that this net will be recorded tonight and will be on our website as a podcast. So if you've been part of the recording tonight, you'll be part of that recording. And if by some chance you don't hear all of it tonight, it will be on the website in a few days. So once again, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Our topic tonight is computer math. And like I said, I'm not a math person. Others aren't. So maybe we can learn something tonight. And like I said, I wish my students were here to listen because their comment is, I hate math. So with that, let me throw it over to KY6V so he can begin the program. But everyone, have a lot of fun tonight. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. KY6V, are you ready?
I think so. Hi, Kathy. Thank you. And hi, everybody. Gordon, KY6V here. Tonight's program will be discussing the basics and important parts of computer math. We will be doing so by highlighting the areas that you generally use the most and attempt to explain why this knowledge will make it easier for you to work with. We will be covering three major systems known as decimal, binary, and hexadecimal, and how they interact in your daily computer use. We also intend to show you how these math systems play such an important part as a providing a means for you to communicate around the Internet. So, if we may get started, let's turn the program over to our first narrator. That's Dave over in Wales, GW8SZL. Dave, are you ready, sir, from KY6V?
I most certainly am there, Gordon. One and all, hello from Dave, Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima, in South Wales, here in the UK, where I can just say it's raining yet again. Nothing new there. I'm going to open with a discussion on the decimal system. I assume that all of you have a good understanding on how it works. So I will be only trying to highlight for comparison purposes how it works with or differs from both the binary and the hexadecimal discussion that will follow. Now, decimal is a numbering system that uses a base 10 representation, like values. The system is used extensively in everyday life to carry out routine tasks such as buying groceries, trading stocks, tracking football scores, or scrolling through cable channels. Now, numbers such as 7, 28, 199, and 532.11 are all examples of decimal numbers. Now, the decimal system is also referred to as the Hindu-Arabic system. Additionally, the term decimal is often used to refer to a fraction that is represented as a number in the decimal system, and that's such as 19.368. The decimal system consists of 10 single-digit numbers, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Now, the number 9 is followed by 10, which is followed by 11, then 12, and so on. The number on the left is incremented by 1 each time. The digit to the right goes beyond 9. For example, 20 follows 19, 30 follows 29, 100 follows 99, and 1,000 follows 999. Now, the decimal system includes both integers and fractions. A fraction in decimal notation includes a decimal point, followed by the fractional component. For example, 5 3/4 can be represented as 5.75 in decimal notation. A digit's value in a decimal number depends on its position. For example, each digit moving from right to left is 10 times greater than the previous digit, i.e. 1,000 is 10 times greater than 100, 100 is 10 times greater than 10, 10 is 10 times greater than 1, 1 is 10 times greater than 0.1, 1 is 10 times greater than 0.01, and 0.01 is 10 times greater than 0.001. Lots of numbers there and lots of zeros. Now, each digit moving from left to right is 1/10 of the value of the previous digit. For example, 0.0001 is 1/10 of 0.001. Okay. Now, because a decimal system is a base 10 representation, it is very easy to convert very large decimal numbers to scientific notation. Now, for example, the number 785000000000000, yes, that is 12 zeros, and that equates to 785 trillion, can be simplified to 7.85 times 10 to the 14. Now, when converting a number to scientific notation, a core number is identified first. Now, in this case, because it's that 785 trillion, we identify it 7.85. And multiply by 10, that's raised to the power of the decimal to repositioning. Now, in this case, the decimal point is being moved 14 digits to the left. So 10 is raised to the power of 14. So that's equivalent to 7.85 times 10 to the 14 is exactly the same as 785 trillion, as you can see. Now, a similar approach can be taken to convert a very small number to scientific notation. For example, the decimal number 0.000000000000000000, yeah, that's 11 zeros, converts to 7.85 times 10 to the minus 12 in scientific notation. Now, notice that the exponent for 10 is a negative number, because the decimal point is being moved 12 digits, and that's being moved the other way, hence the minus there instead of the positive. Now, as I said, scientific notation certainly gets rid of the zeros. So that's a little bit of a recap there on the decimal notation, scientific notation, and how the decimal numbering system actually works. So I'm sure everybody was really familiar with that in the first place, but just for comparison purposes to what follows. Okay, I'm at the time now where I'm going to ask for check-ins. Anybody who'd like to check in? And if anybody's got a question, call sign slowly, phonetically, and twice, please. Okay, this is GW8SZO. I'm going to just call again in case anybody would like to check in to the Southcars Thursday information net. Anybody have any questions or just want to check in and get your call sign on the list? Please call now.
Okay, I'll check in. Just to check in, say good evening to one and all from Bernie in Metro, Wisconsin, where it is raining here too. And the snow is melting down and also getting washed down by the water. Kilo Alpha 9, Whiskey Delta X-ray. Kilo Alpha 9, Whiskey Delta X-ray.
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, VK2DY, Robert in Sydney.
Okay, I've got Bernie there, that's KA9WDX. Where it's raining, unused to rain here, as it rains virtually all the time. And I'll notice on the snow, we did have a little bit of snow, but nothing to write home about. And we've also got VK2DY there, Robert. Okay, I'm going to call Bernie back in. Do you have any questions or comments there? If not, I'll move on to Robert down there in Sydney. KA9WDX, GW8SZL.
Okay, Dave, GW8SZL, KA9WDX. Sorry for all the background noises from the cooling fans and circulating fan. If I don't turn that on, it starts to feel stuffy in here in my apartment. So just a one-room apartment by 10 by 15 feet, and then there's a little entrance way where I come in, where I can do my cooking, and there's a sink there and stuff like that. But anyhow, I just want to say good evening to one and all. And I could not find out anything. Better turn the scanner down. Turn the police scanner going down there. And I thought, I'm going to start talking, and that's going to become active on the scanner. And a lot of things going on with the weather causing it. And so anyway, I could not figure out what's making my audio sound funny. And I checked the transceiver out. It's working okay. And checked the computer and the interface. And I can't find what's wrong. And so I don't know why it sounds funny. And transmitting over RF, can't find out what's wrong with it. So transceiver on something else works fine. So I just don't know. Don't understand. So 7-3, in fact, I let you continue on with the net. But as soon as you started talking about math and the 10 and the tens there, prime numbers and how to figure easy figuring for if it can be divided by 3, so different things about math. You got me thinking, untying my tongue and doing a lot of different things here. My mind has been in many different places, and I should concentrate on one thing. I better hand it back over to Ned. GW8SZLK9WDX. Using the
KA9WDX from Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. Okay there, Bernie, there's not many people around that actually like mathematics, that's for sure. But I do, and so does Declan. Okay there, Bernie, and thanks for taking the time to check in there, and I look forward to chatting to you on another occasion. And I'm going to break with Bernie, that's KA9WDX, and we're going to go all down to the bottom end of the world. And that's to Robert, VK2DY, down there in Sydney. VK2DY, now the mic is yours.
Yes, good morning, Dave. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, indeed, in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 28 degrees here, which is what? 82 Fahrenheit, and we'll get up around 34 or so. So pretty reasonable for this time of year. It is still early autumn after all. Thank you very much for the report on maths. Really appreciate it. Maths are the basis of all of the sciences, and all of everything that we do in amateur radio is based on maths. So I think it's very good to catch up on that. Thank you very much. VK2DY, back to net.
Yeah, VK2DY from GW8SZL. And that's very, very true. Mathematics is the basis of all the sciences and quite a few other things as well that you might not think of. well, not obviously think it is related to. But, yeah, Declan ran a net on what was your favorite subject at school. And did you like maths? And, well, shall we say, in the high 90%, people did not like maths at school. Anyway, I'm waffling on, but I do like scientific notation, especially when I got to deal with a lot of zeros. Okay, thanks there, Robert. Do you have anything further before I move on?
No, thank you, Dave, VK2DY.
Okay, thank you very much for checking in there, Robert. And you have a great day there with your 28 degrees C going up to 34. Well, I wish we had half of the 28, 14, a bit more mass, there you go. Okay, you have a great day. And with this point, I'm going to actually call in Roger, that's the chief, that's Whiskey 4, Romeo Foxtrot Juliet, the radio frequency junkie. Are you out there, chief? Go ahead, sir.
I am here, oh great petrified one. How is the copy on my signal? Over.
Yeah, from GW8SRL. It's just like you're sitting next to me there, Chief. Absolutely no problems whatsoever. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that means if I tap you on the shoulder right now, it won't surprise you. Very good. Thanks, Dave, and hello, everyone. I'm enjoying this tonight because once I start talking about computer math, I can do that all night long. And I first of all want to thank the captain, KY6V, for doing the research and putting this together. Phenomenal job. I just wanted to make sure that he knew my hat's off to him. Anyway, let me start off in saying, in computing, the binary, octal, and hexadecimal numbering systems are also are often used instead of the decimal system. Now, if you think about it, a computer uses transistors to turn to demonstrate a number. So if you have one wire and you have a voltage on it, that would be a 1, and if there's no voltage on it, it'd be a 0. So the binary system is utilized to actually figure out what number the computer is playing with. The hexadecimal and octal systems are used because they're very easily converted and make the numbers smaller. Binary is a base 2 using two symbols of 0 and 1. Octal is a base 8 using 8 symbols, 0 through 7. And hexadecimal is a base 16 using 0 through 9, A through F. So instead of having a 1-0 in the middle like we would go from 0 to 9 then 10, we go 0 through 9, A, B, C, D, E, F. Okay, so that's 16 symbols. The binary system is defined as a binary number is a number expressed in the base 2 numeral system or binary numeral system, a method of mathematical expression which uses only two symbols, typically 0 and 1. The base 2 numeral system is a positional notation with a radix of 2. Each digit is referred to as a bit or binary digit, and I guess I just said that in a short form, but because of its straightforward implementation, and digital electronic circuitry using logic gates. The binary system is used by almost all modern computers and computer-based devices as a preferred system of use. And this is over...
Hang on, guys. He's timed out, but he'll be back. Okay, you timed out, Raj.
I blew it. Where did you miss me?
You were just ending up the section just before the converting decimal to binary. I just start there and go from there over.
Thank you, sir. Sorry about that. That's what I get for ad-libbing a little bit. There are several ways converting decimal to binary. All right, let me grab a nickel and I'll get going again. Converting decimal to binary. There are several ways to convert decimal, sometimes called denarii, to base 10, to numbers into binary. Here's how it works. 1, divide the decimal number by 2. 2, if the number will not divide equally by 2, then round down the answer to the nearest whole number or integer. 3, keep a note of the remainder. It should be either a 0 or 1. 4, keep repeating the above steps, dividing each answer by 2 until you reach 0. 5, write out all the remainders from bottom to top. This is your binary solution. Let me reset the timers. Let's see if this works this time. I personally prefer to do this differently. If you understand that an individual entry is called a bit, and a byte consists of 8 bits, you're on the way to success. Working from right to left, the first number is 1. The second number is 1 to the second power. 1 times 1 is 1, not 2. But the 1 to the first power is 2. The third number is 2 to the second, oh, wait a minute, 1 to the, I'm getting myself all mixed up because this has confused me. I read through it the first time. It was okay. Anyway, if you go for each digit from 0, from the 0 position to the 7th position to the left, 1 to the first, to the 0 power is 1. 1 to the one first power is 2, and 1 to the second power is 4, and then and so on and so on. You basically double the number. So you got 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, all the way up to 128. That's how high you can count with 8 digits of binary numbers. Let me grab a nickel. Now, the longer you work with this orientation, the quicker your mind will have memorized that binary byte is going from the left to right is 128, 64, 32, 16, 8, 4, 2, and 1. Now, simply pick the binary numbers that add up to the decimal number you're trying to convert. Examples would include decimal 192, which is 128 plus 64, or written 11000000. Decimal 168 would be, 128 plus 32 plus 8, which would be 10101000. Adding the ones in the binary number and the zeros are simply along for the ride and do nothing but hold the place for that weight of the number. Okay, so at this point, I probably messed everything up. My apologies there, Captain. But let's see if we can get some check-ins and some questions concerning what I just messed up. This is W4RFJ. Please give your call. Give it twice and... good evening to everybody, and pause in between, please, so the digital modes can keep up.
For Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. Just listening.
Okay, is that all we got? Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, who else? Is there anybody else that's got questions, changes, or deletions? Please call now. Okay, Ken, I guess you got the floor. Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, good evening and welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Chief. No, I'm just a listening. I just actually got home and got the computer fired up, so we're just listening. Sounds pretty confusing to me, though, but I don't know. We'll listen in here and see what's going on. We'll turn it back over to you, Roger. DE7, Papa Golf Kilo.
Yeah, it can be confusing, especially when you're trying to explain to somebody how it works, but that's okay. Very good, Ken. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. I guess if that's it, let's try one more round. Anybody else would like to check in to the South Cars Thursday Information Net, please come now. Give me your call twice and, hesitate a little bit between the check-in so the digital modes can keep up. This is W4RFJ.
Hey, Chief. This is XCX. X-Ray, Charlie X-Ray, Mobile.
Well, the only thing I got to ask is if that's it, let me double check here. Anybody else? Okay, hearing nobody else, N5XCX is recognized. Woody Prime, the primary Woody, N5XCX. Is Jimmy letting you drive tonight? W4RFJ.
No, we got the granddaughter with us, and so she's not going to let me put her in any danger. I finally checked the thing, says, oh yeah, this is the net tonight. I better get on there. And I want to talk, would it be better to talk to you later tonight or call you in the morning? There, I want to give you a shout and let you know, give an update there on what's going on. N5XCX.
N5XCX, this is W4RJ. Anytime, actually, as soon as the net's over, you can give me a call. Got the system right here that I'm using right now. But, yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, I'll call you on yours after it's over. N5XCX, back to you, and listen in.
Okay, Woody, thanks for joining us. Well, speaking of Woody, the next narrator for this awesome document is KO4UMQ, Woody Squared. Good evening, Woody. It's your turn, sir. This is W4RFJ. I better pass it to you before I mess anything else up. W4RFJ out.
Well, thanks, Chief. Good evening, everyone. This is Woody Squared, KO4UMQ, and if you thought you were confused at this point, let me add to the mix. And at this point of the program, we will be looking at hexadecimal math. The definition of hexadecimal is, also called hex, of or relating to a numbering system that uses 16 as the radix, employing the numerals 0 through 9 and representing digits greater than 9 with the letters A through F, relating to or encode in hexadecimal system, especially for use by the digital computer. There you have it, folks. It is recognized by the length of 16 and utilizes 6 alpha characters to replace 6 numeric numbers. Its strength and purpose are to reduce the size of the overall identifying number, saving space and improving the speed of transmission. Let me reset the timers. KO4UMQ returning, hex and binary in action. What's especially interesting about hexadecimal and binary notation is that a hex value simplifies the expression of the value of bytes. Any 8 bits in a byte becomes either a 1-digit or 2-digit hexadecimal numeral. For example, a byte with 4 bits off and 4 bits on is expressed in binary as 000111 and converts to F in hexadecimal, while byte of 8 bits on is 11111111, that's 8 ones, in binary, and FF in hexadecimal. Using hexadecimal numerals to express the value of a byte is a powerful technique. For example, engineers who work with serialization formats such as protocol buffers and Apache Theft at the byte level use hexadecimal numbers all the time. When programmers work with the actual bytes that those bytes represent, they will use binary notation. Let me grab a nickel. The ability to interpret and convert binary and hexadecimal number systems is a good tool to have in the toolbox. You might not be at the byte or bit level today, but as the scope of computing activities for all types of activities continues to broaden, one day you might. To convert binary number to hex, you should first determine the decimal number as shown above and then divide that number by 16. Example, this would be by using a decimal number of 106, dividing it by 16 gives you 6.625. Multiplying 0.625 by 16 results in the number 10. Therefore, the result would be in hex would be 6 alpha. In another example, decimal 192 divided by 16 results in a hex number of Charlie 0. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and take some check-ins, or anybody's got any questions, please give your call sign slowly and space it out, please. I'll make another call for anybody that might have a question or anybody that would just like to check in. Just go ahead and give me your call sign, and please come now. All righty then, with none heard, I'm going to go ahead and pass it on over to Greg, KE5ALF. The mic is all yours, sir. Have at it.
Well, thank you very much, Woody. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Greg, and my call sign is Kilo Echo 5 Alpha Lima Foxtrot, and I'm in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Where right now it's 39 degrees, and earlier today it was 56, but it's raining now. But anyway, let's go on with the program. I have been asked to stimulate the program more this evening on how to use the information just presented to you. For example, have you ever sat back and wondered what your new IPv6 address is in comparison to your regular IPv4? Well, the IPv6 address is 8 bytes long, written in hex as compared to the IPv4 having 4 bytes and written in binary. I was a little confused about that myself, so I looked it up and I discovered that the IPv6 is a successor to the first addressing infrastructure of the Internet Protocol version 4, IPv4. In contrast to IPv4, which defined an IP address as a 32-bit value, IPv6 addresses have a size of 128 bits. Therefore, in comparison, IPv6 has a vastly enlarged address in space. So by using the conversion method described earlier, simply take your IPv4 address, let's say that it's 192.168.0.1, this is displayed in decimal, and convert it to hex, which should be 0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0: what looks like 00-B0-D0-63-C2-26. It is written in hexadecimal and is 6 bytes in display. And for those who might be a little confused about that, a 12-character alphanumeric property known as MAC, which means Media Access Control Address, which is also known as a hardware or physical address, is used to identify certain electrical devices on a network. Therefore, a MAC address is a set of 6 colon-separated pairs of 2 hexadecimal numbers. The Internet service provider will troubleshoot your network and reset the connection if you have problems when you give them your MAC address, making it simple for you to connect to the Internet. The binary system, The general information hexadecimal is used extensively in assembly programming languages.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. He's timed out. We've got the Purple Crystal Awards going tonight.
I just seen that. I'm sorry about that. Let me go back here. For general information, hexadecimal is used extensively in assembly programming languages and in machine code. It is often used to refer to memory addresses. It can be used during the debugging stage of writing a computer program and to represent numbers stored in a CPU's register or in main memory. The binary number system is the base of all computing systems and operations. It enables devices to store, access, and manipulate all types of information directed to and from the CPU or memory. Let me reset here just to be... In the context of computing, decimal refers to the base 10 numbering system. It is the way humans read numbers. In general, decimal can be anything that is based on the number 10. Understanding how decimal relates to binary, octal, and hexadecimal is essential for those working in the IT industry. People also ask, why are binary and hexadecimal so important to computing? It allows you to store more information using less space. It is fast and simple to convert between hexadecimal numbers and binary. Hexadecimal can be used to write large binary numbers in just a few digits. It makes life easier as it follows grouping of binary numbers, which makes it easier to read, write, and understand. At this time, I'm going to ask for any check-ins or if there's any questions out there. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to turn it over to KB9EWG, Dave, for his end of the program. This is KE5ALF. Turn it over to KB9EWG.
Well, thank you, Alf. Greg, that is. Good evening to all. KB9EWG here, and I'll be summarizing the program and closing after the final call for comments and questions. Under Dave, GW8SZO section, we cover, we were exposed to a refresher course on the decimal numbering system. Under Roger, W4RFK, his section, we learned about the binary system of numbers and its impact on how the computer works. Under Woody, KO4UMW's section, we learned about the hexadecimal system and how it powers of 16 reduces the space needed for its display. And let me reset so I don't get a purple crystal myself here. Under Greg's KE5ALS section, we learned how to think about the system of decimal and binary and hexadecimal and how and why they are used. Under my section this evening was reviewed, the flag was lowered and followed, folded, and a smart salute was given to all participating. Now I'm supposed to give a few words here about the TIN and how we close, before I close tonight here. But before I do that, I want to make a quick comment here about all this numbers and all that. Okay, my little comment here is, Dear Algebra, please stop asking us to find your X. She's not coming back, and don't ask us why. Anyway, before I close, I'd like to make sure that people understand and there's clear understanding of how the subjects for the TINs are arrived at. First, let me say that we have been running this TIN net for close to 14 years as we started in 2009 with the program. We are proud to say that we have 252 posted on our website as far as podcast goes. Let me set here. I saw two purple crystals earned tonight. I don't want to earn one myself there. So anyway, there's 252 podcasts on the website available for people to listen to. Our philosophy has been to choose programs that center on or around our hobby. But in doing so, we leave the door open for any suggestions that the majority of membership would be interested in. The subjects would be reviewed prior to airing in order to eliminate any conflicts caused by our membership. Examples of programs in the past that have been outside the organizational hobby would include training of special service dogs, which I personally did that program there and enjoyed doing it. Cooking night, favorite recipes, photography, and the like. If at any time you have a program subject that you would like to suggest or even deliver yourself, just send us an email at VOIP at scarsvoip.com. We will contact you and work out any particulars together. Let me reset here. Okay, let me say that while the subject is open that as participants in our organization, we would also be pleased to receive any suggestions that you think could add to our operation, such as additions to our website, changes to the manner of the nets are run, or anything else that would be or could be for the good of the order. At this time, I'd like to take any check-ins or ask for any comments there. This is KV9EWG.
W4RFJ.
Greetings, Chief. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, and top of the evening to you. I was just pondering here a little bit, and I wanted to make sure that people understand that when you're referring to a binary hexadecimal or octal numbers, it's important that you fill in the zeros to the left. just to give you an example, the let's say the 128 bit addressing used in IPv6 has its own way of notating, so this does not apply to that. But when you're dealing with binary numbers or hexadecimal numbers, they usually fill in all the numbers for all the bits of the word size that you're dealing with. So if you're dealing with a byte and you're dealing with 00001111, the actual number is 0F, not with a subscript of H for hexadecimal, not just F, because F is not the entire number that you're dealing with. At least that's the way the computer handles it. So just thought I'd throw that out and make sure that people understand that binary is the numbering systems that computers use because there's only two states or two symbols, 0 and 1. So one way to challenge yourself is to learn to count in binary. 0, 1, 1, 0. Well, you know what I mean. Anyway, I could do it, but I'm too distracted by trying not to time out the system. Go ahead, Dave. Back over to you. Hope everybody enjoyed. I'm still very impressed with the program as it was laid out by the writer. W4RFJ.
Yeah, I do agree. It was a well-written program. Lots of good information there. And I enjoyed participating in it. And also, I'm glad we also got the little blurb there about how the TINs work there. And once again, I'm going to repeat one more time. Dear Algebra, please stop asking us to find your ex. She's not coming back, so don't ask us why. This has been fun this evening, presenting this. Is there anybody else with check-ins or comments before I secure the next year? Okay, no further check-ins, so it's I have the pleasure of wrapping up the net here. So this has been SCARS, DOIP. Net schedules and general information may be found on our website. That's scarsvoip.com, scarsvoip.com. This has been KV9EWG David here with Mr. Cole in the background. Saying good night to everybody, saying 7-3, and returning the service back to normal use. All have a good evening, and we'll catch you soon from KV9EWG 7-3.